Well, the idea of the cashless welfare card is one the federal government is very keen on. Currently, Ceduna in South Australia and the East Kimberley in Western Australia are undergoing trials of the welfare cards, and there's a new trial proposed for the western region of the Goldfields. Cashless welfare is a central plank in the welfare legislation currently in front of Parliament, but they are encountering resistance from the crossbench. Oliver Brown has more.
In their attempts to reform the welfare system, the government has hit an obstacle in the form of the cashless welfare card. The latest opposition of the card is from the NXT party. Spokesperson Rebecca Sharkey is demanding more evidence that the benefits outweigh the dangers before the card is expanded to more communities.
I think what we need to see is a year of longitudinal study. We need to have some good qualitative analysis. You know, people who are on this card, what are their case studies? How has this card benefited or harmed them? We just need a lot more information. We need to know what the crime statistics are. Has this card reduced homelessness? Has this card supported young people to get back into education and to complete their education? We don't know any of this information, and we need to know that before we spend more taxpayers' money rolling it out in more areas. And I want to see every area of Australia reach its potential, but I don't think at this point in time that this card is a panacea for that.
While parties like NXT call for further evidence, social researcher Ava Cox is completely dismissive of the government's research so far.
Crap, to put it elegantly. I actually went through the data that they collected, which they've been using all the time. Most of what they're quoting is people saying they're drinking less. And, I mean, we know that's a very unreliable question at the best of times, but considering they asked these questions of people after they'd collected their names, after stopping them publicly in the street, and then they asked them whether they were drinking less and taking more care of their children, what do you expect them to answer? So, I mean, it's a completely unreliable piece of data at the best of times, and the way they did it was certainly unreliable. They have no evidence that it's actually working. I mean, maybe there's a bit less money in the clubs, but is it from the people that are alcoholics, or is it just from people who can't afford to have a drink anymore?
So would you say that not enough research has been done?
No, I'd say that there's no evidence from anywhere in the world. There's just been a workshop in Melbourne about this. There's no evidence that this works. Why would it work, stopping people using their cash? If you're an actual addict, you'll probably go into various ways like theft and various other things to get the grog. And if you're not an addict, all you're doing is treating people who've got no serious problems with how they spend their cards as though they're stupid children and removing their sense of autonomy and control over their lives. There's absolutely no reason to run these cashless debit cards. If people have problems with money and it is recommended they be put on one of these cards and that there's something happening, fine. But this is happening to all of the recipients of working age payments in these towns, and all it's going to do is reduce some people to the feelings that they are worthless and rubbish because they can't even have enough cash to give their kids some money to sort of go and buy some, you know, some cakes at school or stop off and have a cup of coffee, and what's more, if the electricity system goes down, they've got no cash. And that came out recently in quite an interesting study which said, you know, that some of the cyclones get rid of the connections for 3 and 4 days and people have no ability to buy anything. You can't do that to people. It's not right. And the evidence, I am a researcher. I've taught research. I've taught evaluation. I know exactly how to do it. It was an unethical piece of research, and the results are really sus.
So what would be a better way of approaching this? What else really needs to be done?
These people need services. They need some control over their services. We need to do something serious about the way that Indigenous services are funded, because it has been mainly aimed at Indigenous people so far. And one of the reasons that people are actually sort of not realising what a crap unfair program it is because they're assuming we've got to do something about Indigenous people and they're not people like us, so we can treat them differently. I mean, there's an element of racism about the fact that the welfare sector as such has not really been nearly cross enough about this, nor have the general citizenship, and they're bringing it in much more for than general welfare people. We don't need to do this. We need to provide services for people who are having trouble with alcohol and gambling. We don't need to mess around with their income.
Despite opponents like Eva Cox, the government is still adamant that they can persuade their opponents to agree. I asked Rebecca Sharkey if there were any prospects of a trade-off being made on any other elements of the bill.
No, we're very clear that this card, this legislation that's before the Parliament at the moment, we will support the government to have a further 12 months in their existing sites. There's two sites that they've rolled out, being Ceduna and being up in the Kununurra region. They have the legislative power to do three sites, and that third site is the Goldfields. We accept that, but we will give them another year as a trial to see if they can get the evidence behind it, and then from then we'll sit down and talk with government. The other thing that's really important in all of this is that this has to be what communities want. No matter where they decide to roll it out in Australia, and they did have plans for the Hinkler region, there was a lot of opposition from people in the Hinkler region to the card, and I think it's really important that all communities have some determination over what happens in their community.